Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at creating this simple aurora effect. It's kind of like this wispy color effect, and there's actually a couple times here in this tutorial where you could stop and have a pretty cool effect. We're going to kind of add a few different kinds of effects together, and then here's kind of one little mashup composition, whatever you want to call it, that I got. I just did it, 5 minutes ago, just sort of as a warm up before I started recording. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to create something like this, and again, at any point, you'll be able to stop, or you can just go through the whole thing, and obviously you still have a total, layered PSD you can use. So we're gonna go File, New, and create a new document. Width 1280, height 720. I really like that size. I don't know why. I've been working with some HD video lately, and that's kind of like a 720p frame. I don't know, that's a size I'm working at. So 1280 by 720, and I'm going to set the background contents to white, hit OK. And the first thing I want to do is just hit Command or Control I to flip the background color to black. Once we've done that, we want to go ahead and we're just going to get started right away. Create a new layer, and we're going to name this layer 1. And I'm going to grab the elliptical marquee tool, and I'm going to draw out a pretty big selection, something like that. Maybe I can zoom in once more here. And I'm going to stay zoomed out. And I'm going to select my foreground color, and we're going to fill this with a light blue. So I'm just going to choose light blue, Alt backspace, or Option delete, Command or Control D to deselect that. Now that we've done that, we're going to go Filter, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and we're going to blur this by 100 pixels. So 100 pixels, it's really going to blur the living daylights out of it. There we go, great, hit OK. And I'm going to create a new layer. It's important that we create new layers for each of these colors we're going to be adding here. And I'm going to name this layer 2. There we go. And I'm going to create another sort of oval down here, yeah, about that size. And again, select my foreground color. We're going to change it. We're going to use like a really magenta-y pink. Not really one of these hot red pinks, but more like a really magenta pink. And hit OK and fill that shape again. Command or Control D to deselect. And we can just hit Command or Control F to blur that by 100 pixels. Create a new layer, and we're going to name this layer 3. And don't worry about that little strange, funky looking effect there. Here up on layer 3, we're going to grab the elliptical marquee key tool again, and I'm going to draw a nice sized thin oval selection across the top here. Again, grab my foreground color, and I want this to be kind of like a teal blue, something like that. Hit OK. Fill that selection. Command or Control G to D to deselect. Command or Control F to blur that by about 100 pixels. Create a new layer. This is going to be our last color we're going to add here. We're going to name this layer 4. And I'm going to draw a nice big circle right over here. There we go. And we're going to fill this with that really hot, red pink. I'm going to hit OK. Fill that right up. Command or Control D to deselect. And Command or Control F to blur. All right, great. Now that we have our color base that we're going to start working with, we want to go ahead and create another new layer, and we're going to name this layer Aurora. And this is going to be where we actually create sort of that streaky, wispy looking effect. What we need to do is make sure that we revert back to our original foreground and background colors. So just hit the letter D. You can see our foreground and background colors now, black and white. And go Filter, Render, Clouds. That's all you need to do. And then we're going to go Filter, Blur, Motion Blur. And you can see I just did this. You want to max out the distance. That's 999. Set the angle to 90. Hit OK. Great. You have this really wispy, sort of almost funky-looking smoke effect. What we want to do is go ahead and really knock the contrast out of the ballpark. So we're going to go Image Adjustments. You could use Levels. You could use Curves to keep things simple for all of the newer Photoshop users. I'm going to go Brightness Contrast, and I'm just going to pump Contrast up to 100. And I still don't like that, so I'm going to go Image Adjustments, Brightness Contrast, and I'm going to do it all over again. And I'm starting to like that. So now that we have that, what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to zoom out one. And I'm going to hit Command or Control T, and I'm just going to rotate this box by moving my mouse up around one of the corner anchor handles. I'm just going to pull it about like so. And I'm going to hold down my Alt key and just pull it out so it covers the entire document corner to corner. And then select this anchor handle up here in between the two points that were the top points. And hold down the Alt or Option key again and pull just so the entire area of my Photoshop document is covered by this streaky effect. Hit the check key, and now we're ready to mask this. Creating the mask is going to be super easy. You just need to know one little thing. You just need to hold down the Control or Command key and the Shift key. So Control Shift or Command Shift if you're on the Mac, and and select the thumbnail for layer 1. It's going to load that as a selection. Select for 2, 3, and 4. You created one big selection, and this selection's automatically feathered because our layers are blurred. So we're just going to, we're here on the Aurora layer, and all we need to do is just go right down and choose Layer Mask. Bam, we've masked our streaky effect to our four colorful layers below. Now that we've done that, we want to go ahead and just set this layer to a blend mode of hard light. Okay, you can see it gives us a really cool effect. You could stop at this point, you've got a really neat colorful effect. We're going to take it a step further. Alright, so what we're about to do is a little bit time consuming, but it's a really cool effect, and it's really handmade looking because it is handmade, and it's going to be something that every time you do it, it's going to be different. So we're going to create a new layer, and I'm just going to call this wool, because every time I create it, it just looks like, you know, a furry creature without a head or legs. It's kind of a neat little thing, but a little strange at the same time. We're going to grab the elliptical marquee tool. Again, just make sure your foreground and background color are black and white. Draw out a nice little circle here. It doesn't have to be too big. Matter of fact, you don't want it to be too big. Just like that. And we're just going to fill this with black. Alt backspace. And we're going to go filter, render, difference clouds. And right there, that's way too much light gray and white. I want a good mixture of black and white. So I'm going to hit Command or Control F, and it's going to keep giving me new difference clouds until I find something I like. And I'm going to keep going and going until I get something I like. Come on. Alright, you know what? We're going to go with... That's too much gray. We're going to go with that. We're spending too much time doing that. So Command or Control D to deselect. Alright, great. So now that we've done that, we're ready to go on to our next step, which is going to be boosting the contrast. And you know what? I'm actually going to boost the brightness of this a little bit to pull out some of the lighter grays to offset the amount of black we have. So again, image adjustments, brightness, contrast. Pump a little bit more contrast and then just push the brightness up a little bit. There we go. Hit OK. Now, here's kind of the fun part. Grab the smudge tool. It could be located beneath the blur or sharpen tools. Just click and hold on the tool and the little pop-out menu appears. You want smudge. I'm going to use a brush that's 15 pixels across. It's a hard-edged brush. Mode, make sure you have it set to normal. And then a strength of about 65. Really, the strength, you might want to reduce the strength or increase the strength depending on, the intensity with which you are, you know, scribbling or drawing back and forth here. So basically, all I want to do is go ahead and just begin pulling out sort of these tails out of, you know, this shape. And I want to go around and first and foremost just try to get rid of all of the hard edgedness. Okay, so I'm just going to go around very quickly and just get rid of that, and I'll work on, you know, really tweaking this and, you know, adding some longer strands and things like that in just a moment. For now, I just want to really make this like a rough shape. All right, you just want to pull away from your edges. So all I'm doing here is just pulling away from the edge. Just blazing along here. Let's get this done quick. And there we go. All right, so now that I've done that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start going through. Again, just focusing on the edges. Don't worry about the middle. It still looks like the difference clouds. We'll kind of swirl that up in a moment. And then just pull out some longer strands by just continuously going over one area. And pull some down. Alright, and just really go crazy, kind of pull out all kinds of stuff, and just start stretching stuff out. I'm probably not going to pause the video, I'm probably just going to go with whatever I've got here, a couple more pulls, let's pull out some long stuff here. Alright, and then here in the center, we're basically just going to go back and forth and try to mix up some of the color, and you know, in the process, because we're using smudge, it's almost going to blur it together, almost like we're using, you know, finger paints or something. Although we do not have the finger painting option checked on, just make sure you don't have that checked on. You'll be getting a very different result than what you're seeing me get right now. Pull all that right through there. I'm gonna stretch this guy out a little bit. All right, cool. So we're going to let that go. And at this point, I still would spend a little bit of time kind of tweaking this, but I'm gonna be done with it for right now. What we want to go ahead and do is use the Dodge and Burn tool and intensify our highlights, bring out some highlights, and just deepen the shadows a little bit. So I'm going to grab the Dodge tool first. I like to work with the highlights first. And you can see I'm setting the range to highlights and the exposure to 100%. This is going to be pretty powerful effects, so you definitely want to be gentle, and if you have a tablet, I recommend that you use it now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to really want to run along the top. Whoa, see that I made that solid white. That's way too much. I'm going to pull through the whites here, just making sure I'm just being very gentle. I'm just going to try to brighten this up. I'm going to deselect protect tones here. I'm just going to try to lighten up these grays here. Alrighty, cool. And now I'm going to come back with the burn tool. And again, it set the shadows, exposure 100%, protect tones, is shut off. I'm just going to come through here and just darken up some of the stuff down here at the bottom. All right, so just like that, we've sort of created our sort of bundle of black and white sheep's wool or something, which is why I named the layer wool. And at this point, you can do a number of things. You can go ahead and set the layer to hard light. You can see it gives you kind of a neat little effect. You can set it to something like overlay, which I really don't like in this case. It really kind of looks cheesy, I think. And the same for soft light. It just it makes it really look like it's something that's floating above our effect, not interacting with the effect. And you can also use something like screen, which is going to give us a neat little smoky looking effect as well. So I'm either going to go with screen or hard light, and I'm thinking I don't quite like the amount of black, so I'm going to go with screen here. And I find that most of the time if I'm doing something like this, I end up going with screen, probably just a personal preference issue. And then at this point, we're just going to create a new layer, and we're going to name this dots. And we're going to create a couple layers of dots using our brush tool. Very popular effect here. We're going to increase the diameter quite a bit. And we're going to go ahead. We're going to set shape dynamics, size jitter 100%. Just size jitter 100%. That's it. And scattering to 1,000%. Count is only at 1. And then other dynamics, jack up the opacity jitter to 100%. Then last but not least, under brush tip shape, set the spacing pretty wide here so we don't lay down tons and tons of these dots. Then I'm just going to make sure your foreground color is white and just paint some of these dots in. What we're actually going to be doing with these particular dots is blurring them, because that's going to give us more of a sense of depth. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go filter blur, Gaussian blur. And we're going to blur these, not 100, but something like 4. And we're going to hit OK. And try setting this to something like soft light, maybe. There we go. Kind of fades that into the background. Maybe drag it beneath the wool layer. Doesn't really do much. And we're going to go ahead and create another layer of dots here. Now this time we're going to make these substantially smaller. And we're going to go ahead and paint. You can really do anything with these. Just do whatever you think looks good. You can add tons of them. You can, kind of lay off and not add nearly as many of them. And then, as a matter of fact, this is going to be all the dots I add. I'm not even going to add a third layer. What I'm going to do, though, is duplicate this layer, Command-Control-J, shut it off, select the layer behind, Command-Control-F, which is going to blur using the same settings as we did before, which is 4 pixels. All right, there we go. There's our blur. I'm going to set that to overlay. You can see it makes a bunch of it disappear or really fade out. So I want to intensify that color behind these dots. So I'm going to hit Command-Control-J. And you can see it's intensifying maybe once more. There we go, great. Now turn this initial starting layer, our sharp layer back on, and we set that to something like overlay to really allow those dots to grab that color coming up from behind them. And there we go, we've created this simple aurora effect. You can just throw some text over it, whatever you like. But that's it, and you can see, playing around with the dots, playing around with your sort of bundle of wool, smoky effect, and the colors in the background, you can achieve totally different looking effects. But this is just, this is how I typically will achieve an effect like this. And I hope you've learned something from it. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for sitting around and watching. And please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Thanks for watching.